Here's Pastor Brian as he begins a week of questions and answers.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian of Solid Ground. Today we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be doing a personal interview with myself. Robert Jaramillo is in the studio with us today, and he's going to be asking me a few personal questions about when I was saved and the call to the ministry on this day. And then tomorrow we'll be discussing our school that's associated with this broadcast. And then the last 3 days of the week, what we'll be doing is taking Bible questions, looking at some of the difficult passages and issues, and answering those. So welcome to the program today, Rob.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you just ask the questions of me today that you have?
Absolutely. Got a few questions here. The first question we'd like to ask is, what was your first encounter with religion?
Well, really, my entire life, I've always been in church. I was raised in the Catholic Church, so I was brought to church from ever since I can remember. We went as a family every Sunday without fail. And although, even though we went each week, I knew that I was not a Christian as I began to get older, because I would go to church on Sunday, and then the rest of the week I did as I wanted. I do remember going to what was called catechism at that time once a week. It was a little Bible school that you went to learn the scriptures, went through First Holy Communion, went through confirmation, and did all the religious steps, but at the same time there was no heart attitude towards the Lord. So I was raised in religion, but not always being a Christian. Obviously, there's a big difference between following the Lord and going to church. And so, although my family brought me to church each week, there was no heartfelt commitment from my own heart. And part of it was that as I got older, my parents stopped going to church, but yet made us go to church on a weekly basis.
I'm just curious. I mean, I went to the Catholic Church when I was young, and did you realize what all those actions were that you were doing, what they meant?
Oh, I understood some of them, but a lot of it was just you did the same thing each week, and so even today I could repeat the things that were supposed to be said, although it never came from the heart. I knew the prayers, I knew the responses, and basically I went there not so much out of a longing to be with the Lord, but more out of guilt and more out of fear rather than out of a love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
And so you realize there was a God.
Oh, I definitely believe that, and I believed in the Trinity, I believed in the virgin birth, I believed in heaven, I also believed in hell, and I learned enough there that I wanted to stay out of hell, I just didn't know how. So I had that fear. So even when I would go out and do the things that I did as a teenager that were rebellious and troublesome, I felt guilty about it. It's like the Lord was always with me in that sense of telling me, no, don't do that, that's wrong. And so I had a deep sense of right and wrong, and so there was really no pleasure in the evil things that I did.
Incredible. So you realize there's a God.
Oh, absolutely. I knew that.
What made you realize that you had a need for Christ himself?
Well, as I said, as I was getting older, my parents stopped going to church, and our family did start to deteriorate and fall apart. And that's because both my parents drank. They were both alcoholics, and they abused one another verbally and as well as physically, and so I grew up with somewhat of a hypocrisy of going to church, but yet nothing was evident in the home. And that brought some great disturbances to my own heart, some own internal problems. I stuffed a lot of anger that I had for the things that I saw in my house and didn't know what to do with that anger. So I gave myself to sports and saw that as an outlet, as a temporary thing, but it didn't bring any lasting satisfaction. And because of the own issues in my own heart, I eventually ended up in my late teen years in a foster home. And I was there for a time with a very loving family, and then I caused some problems there. And after a year or so, I moved out into another family that took me in. And at that point, I graduated from high school, was going to college, and then found out that I had some sort of rare disease. There was a virus that actually attacked my heart. All I knew at one point, I was feeling sick and decided to go to the doctor, and the doctor examined me, and he saw that my heart was swollen, actually from the outside. He just had me take off my shirt, and he saw that my heart was swollen, took a blood test, and found that there was some sort of virus in my body. And he basically said, for the next 9 months, you need to stay in bed, strict bed rest. And so I was supposed to be hospitalized, but the family that took me in, their loving family, said, no, we'll take care of you. And they took care of me during that time I was sick.
For 9 months.
For 9 months. And they actually had to bring my bed from upstairs to downstairs because the doctor said you can't watch TV. That might stimulate him too much. You can't walk up the stairs because it was very serious. The heart was swollen, and if you put too much pressure or activity on that, it could have literally burst. And so at that point, I had my background of religion, realizing that there was a heaven and there was a hell. And the way I was living my life, I knew I was not going to make it into heaven. So I was laying there with all this time on my hand, and I began to ask questions, began to pray a little bit, as little as I did know. And then I began to read the Bible. I had so much time, I even did that. So the first time in my life, I read the Bible, and I think I went to the Old Testament and was reading Numbers and Leviticus, and I didn't understand anything, but I pursued with it, and I began to realize, hey, if I die here, I'm going to spend eternity in the lake of fire, and I began to cry out to God. And by God's grace, He sent two friends to my house at a point where I was beginning to get a little better. I could move around a little bit more, and they invited me to a home Bible study in the city of Hacienda Heights, where I grew up in California. And I walked into this Bible study, and I saw a bunch of my friends that I used to party with and do crazy things was sitting in this Bible study. And I thought, there's no way that these guys belong here. There's something wrong with this picture. So I went for 3 weeks. Something was drawing me there. The first week I walked in, it was just like, hey, this is where I belong. I had that sense. And then after the third week, there was a man by the name of Mike Slater, who was a Baptist pastor in the city. He came and he did a guest speaking. And he explained the difference between being hypocritical with God and also serving Him, the difference between those things. And it was like he was speaking right to me.
Right on the money.
Yeah, there was all these kids that are around that were my age, but yet he was speaking directly to me. And so I went home that night, prayed at the side of my bed, and I said, Lord, this is it. I know You've been calling me all my life. I want to give my life to You and follow You. Forgive me of my sins. And then I remember praying, and I hope I feel the same way tomorrow when I wake up. Because I had went through encounters of trying to serve God before, but had failed miserably. But this time, God was calling me. And when I woke up that next day, it was like the world was brand new. I saw everything through a new light. There was a new me, basically. God had touched my heart that night, and I knew it.
I have a question.
Okay.
When you went to that Bible study, were you at that point saying, I need to know how to get right with God? Is there a way for me?
I think I was looking for some sort of answer, some sort of hope. I was, you know, away from my family, had kind of cut off connection between me and my father and my brothers and sisters through just my own act of rebellion. My health was lost. I had to quit college, so it was like there was nothing in life for me. There had to be something more. At 19 years of age, coming to these kind of crossroads. So I was looking for answers, and I also, as I said, I was looking, how am I going to stay out of hell if I die? And so that probably was the strongest motivator upon me.
That's a strong motivation, amen?
Absolutely. That's what it takes. Praise the Lord.
And so you come to faith that night, and what was the next step?
Well, the next step was I felt that night that God had called me into the ministry. So I thought, this is what every Christian experiences. And then as I started to grow in the Scriptures, I realized God calls to salvation, and then He calls to ministry. Mine just happened to be right at the same night, like when Jesus walked up to Matthew and said, you know, follow me, and he got up and he left everything. So that's the type of call the Lord had upon my life, and I was willing and ready to set aside everything to go into the ministry and to pursue this call that God had upon my life.
And what did you feel that was, that call?
Well, at that time, I thought I was going to be an evangelist. I thought I was going to travel around, and that appealed to me, go into a city, lead people to Christ, then move on, then let someone else do the hard work of discipling and That's training right. and working with people. But I had in my heart a call to go around the world and preach the gospel, to teach the Scriptures. And again, I thought at that point it was the work of an evangelist.
And so did you actually go out and evangelize for a time?
Well, I would try to. I'd go out and I had opportunities to speak to groups, and I would give a Bible study, and every time someone would come up to me afterwards and encourage me and say, you know, God's given you the gift of teaching. I'd say, no, you don't understand. I'm called to be an evangelist. I'm not a teacher. So, but that happened every time that I would teach at a Bible study, home Bible studies or small group gatherings. And then I began to see the call of the Lord a little more clear, that actually called me to be that pastor teacher, not an evangelist.
We know sometimes you have a heart for evangelism, but it comes to the teaching.
Sure. Yeah. And when I teach the gospel today, anytime I teach the word, I give an opportunity for people to respond, to receive the Lord. And so I saw that strong sense of calling to evangelize, but my main calling is to shepherd a flock in a local area and to pastor them and to equip them and make them the dead sheep around.
And so you probably had people come to you and say, what does this mean in the Bible?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I enjoyed, the first radio program that I ever listened to, I had this little radio and I tuned it in. It was on a little station. Walter Martin was on there answering Bible questions, the Bible Answer Man. And I listened to that faithfully every night after from the first night that I found it. And all the questions that I had, he was answering. And so God just gave me a hunger to study the Word right from the beginning. And so that was one of the ways that I was studying, actually, at my first days as a believer, listening to the beloved Walter Martin answer Bible questions. And then I would take that, and people would ask me, and basically at first I think I just repeated what he had to say and used him as the authority. Then the Lord just began to show me how to study the Bible, and I just devoured the Word. I wanted to learn what every verse of the Bible meant, every word, why it was there.
So your standard evangelism type of deal, you wanted to learn what every verse meant in the Bible, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, God, we have our thoughts and God has his plans.
So as you'd go out to evangelize, you probably gave a 3-point doctrinal study on some type of theology and realized, you know, I'm not evangelizing right now. This is teaching.
That was a call the Lord had for my life.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you see it today. You still love to just know what the Bible means and just be able to communicate that.
That's the heart that he's given me, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this program, is because I want people to learn doctrine, learn the truth well, as well as be able to handle questions from the cultists. That's one of the reasons we started the school, to equip people in the local church, or if they have some sort of calling upon their life, to help them in that process.
That's a priority. You know, a lot of churches now do not teach the Bible. A lot of members don't realize the Bible, and maybe a lot of times in the Catholic Church, you experience something similar to that.
You're right. They may teach from the Bible. They may use a verse here or there, but they're not getting into the context. They're not giving the meat of the Word. They're not explaining verse by verse the whole counsel of God.
The Word of God takes care of itself when you just teach it, doesn't it?
Oh, the Word of God's powerful, and that's what this program is all about, is to give people instruction in the Scripture on some of the difficult issues in the Bible, as well as the main and important doctrines of Scripture. But thank you for being here today, Rob. Look forward to tomorrow to discuss the Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. God bless you.
Thank you.